Good morning, Vietnam.
Nam, it's Nam.
Vietnam.
Nam.
Well, in today's podcast, we're going to talk about how to pronounce words.
All right.
Would you say caramel or caramel?
Caramel. Definitely caramel.
I would say caramel.
I humbly disagree.
That is how it is spelled.
That is not how it's pronounced.
Pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
I think it's pecan.
I think it's pecan.
Because really, if you think about it,
nope.
Pecan pie.
Nope. It's pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Nope.
Pecan pie.
Okay.
Merry or Murray Christmas?
Merry. Who says
Merry Christmas?
Who says Murray Christmas?
No idea.
All right.
I would say Merry too.
I think that's right.
Syrup? Syrup.
Definitely syrup.
Syrup for sure.
Syrup. It's the easier one to say.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Who takes the time to add the extra yo in mayonnaise?
It just makes more sense if you say mayonnaise, because that's how it's spelled. Wyatt?
No, it's not. It's mayonnaise.
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 Lawyer or liar?
Lawyer.
Definitely lawyer.
That's just easier to say.
That is true.
Crayon or crown?
Definitely crayon.
I would say it's crayon.
Crayon.
Because crown is what a king wears.
That is true.
Sudoku? Sudoku.
Sudoku. Sudoku. Sudoku, wait.
You say Sudoku.
I don't know how I say it.
You're a stupid boy.
Sudoku, Sudoku. I don't know. I don't Sudoku. Say Sudoku on a daily basis.
It's apparently Sudoku. Sudoku. It's Sudoku.
Oh, okay.
Giro or gyro?
Euro. Right?
Is
I think it's Euro.
Option?
I think it's Euro.
Is this talking about food?
It's like a Greek thing.
Okay. And yeah. I would say Giro.
Okay.
Would you say GIF or GIF?
GIF.
I think
though it's not right, it is GIF.
GIF. It's for sure GIF. And that's how I've always said it.
Okay.
And that is right. Politically
okay.
Correct. Okay, library, library.
Library, library.
I would agree with that.
All
the
right.
Gotta have the R after
have
the B.
The R.
Library.
Library.
Barbed wire or barbed wire?
Definitely barbed wire.
Because you just sound stupid if you say barbed
wire.
Barbed wire.
Who says barbed wire? That's
barbed
the name
wire.
Of an old guy.
Yeah, it's for sure barbed wire.
Definitely.
And now... After
our
this
next
short
segment.
Break, after this short break, we'll be on to our next segment, debating which is better, The Office or Parks and Rec.
We are back, and which is better, The Office or Parks and Rec?
Well, you gotta take into consideration all the factors.
Everything.
Like?
It's pretty obvious that Parks and Rec has much better character development, and they didn't need to add a bunch of characters in like The Office did.
Yeah. The Office, once it got towards season 6, that's when they wanted to start
that
adding new characters.
That was kind of the
peak,
yeah.
And
I mean, though,
that, kind of
though
filled.
A lot of those characters were good, it still wasn't necessary. So that's kind of why the last few seasons of The Office were not as good as the first ones, because there's so many characters, and that's not necessary. Unlike Parks and Rec, who just started getting really good when it added Ben Wyatt and Chris Traeger in, so
that's
all they needed to add.
Season 1 and halfway through season 2 of Parks and Rec wasn't great.
It was not great. It was kind of boring. It was good, but not great.
But after that, all the following seasons were amazing.
They were great.
Whereas The Office, season 1 through 6 was pretty good. Then after that, it fell off.
Towards the end of season 9 was good. Very end of season 9 was very good.
Yeah, when they brought back Michael.
Yeah.
Anything
before
that. Well,
in the
very
last episode.
It wasn't great.
Well, last few were okay.
Like you said, the characters on Parks and Rec were a lot more lovable.
Yes.
And you could relate to them a lot more.
That is true.
Than The Office.
Plus, The Office, I don't think they really knew what they were doing with the characters when they first started. Season 1, there's a bunch of baseball bobbleheads on Dwight's desk.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed that, but he kind of hates baseball.
Of course he does.
In later seasons, so doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make a ton of sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, the characters develop better towards the middle, so.
Yeah. But you gotta also think about, like, Parks and Rec. The characters may have been better and probably had more good seasons, but The Office, it, like, a lot of their episodes I found were funnier than, like, Parks and Rec.
True. There were better lines in Parks and Rec than The Office.
There's a lot more, like, memorable episodes.
Yes.
From The Office that, like, you see and you're just like, this is going to be a great episode.
Yeah, CPR.
Yes.
That's one that you just remember.
Like, once you see it, you never forget it.
You never forget it.
And it's just, some of them are just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Theme song. The Office theme song is much better than Parks and Rec theme song. Though the Parks and Rec theme song is good, The Office is still much better.
I would agree.
In theme songs. So,
in the end,
is there a right answer?
Is there a right answer between Parks and Rec?
Will we ever know?
Will we? If you had to say, what would you say?
Probably Parks and Rec.
I would have to go with Parks and Rec, too.
All right. Well, there we go.
So, yeah. Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec
probably the better show.
Yeah, I would say.
Well, thank you for listening to our podcast.
I know it was super interesting.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Join us next time for
The Great American Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.